Looking Ahead to the New Year, a compilation.
With the arrival of the new year, a small group of us got together to share our victories of the past year and our hopes and prayers for the coming year. Here below are some of mine, representing only a part of what I could have shared. When it comes to praising the Lord, I think that we all could go on for hours. One of my big gifts from Jesus, as I pondered the past year of 2019, and something I'm tremendously thankful for, is that He has been helping me to do the hard work of making gradual but significant progress in starting to decrease the stress in my life. This includes both the stress from my physical afflictions, sleep deficiency, my eye condition, etc., and especially the mental stress, which comes, in my case, from not casting all my cares on the Lord, but instead trying to take care of some of them myself. He has led me to revisit biblical foundation principles, such as prayer, trusting in Him, resting in Him, Romans 8:28, etc. This has been accomplishing a great deal in my life. One surprising result of focusing on surrendering everything completely to Jesus has been that I've changed a mindset that I had held on to for some years, a feeling that I would have been able to do so much more without the deficiencies, handicaps, weaknesses, and flaws that I have. My prayer was often for the Lord to help me overcome these things. All the while, He was trying to tell me to trust Him more and fully surrender to Him, and He'd show me what He could do with these things I thought were such hindrances. I'm beginning to have a whole new perspective on my handicaps and challenges. I finally accepted the fact that I am, right now, in this time and place, who Jesus wants me to be, and that He wants to use me as I am. He's not going to take away all my weaknesses and then use me, but He allows me to continue to have at least some of those weaknesses in order to bring out His strengths. I may not be able to teach or speak eloquently, or be a charming conversationalist. I probably will still have some memory issues, lots of infirmities, dependence on others for quite a few things, and whatever struggles He knows will work for my good. But if Jesus allows these things to continue, I'm going to look at them as the means by which He can bring about good things. I'm going to be happy that these challenges are part of my major ministry, which is encouraging others with the same comfort and encouragement that He gives to me, and showing others that I and they can accomplish a lot when God is in it. So my prayer is that the Lord will help me to continue to actively fight the stress in my life, doing what I can both physically and spiritually, and that He will help me to joyfully embrace the calling of being an encourager of others that He has called me to at this time, whether through articles, personal letters, or verbally to those He brings across my path. Maria Fontaine. Grace for the New Year. Grace is not only God's disposition to do good for us when we don't deserve it. It is an actual power from God that acts and makes good things happen in us and for us. God's grace was acting in Paul to make Paul work hard. By the grace of God, I worked harder than any of them. So when Paul says, "Work out your own salvation," he adds, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure." Grace is power from God to do good things in us and for us. This grace is past and it is future. It is ever cascading over the infinitesimal waterfall of the present, from the inexhaustible river of grace coming to us from the future into the ever-increasing reservoir of grace in the past. The proper response to the grace you experienced in the past is thankfulness. And the proper response to grace promised to you in the future is faith. We are thankful for the past grace of the last year, and we are confident in the future grace for the new year. John Piper. Dawn of a New Year. On the first day of each new year, I get up around 5 a.m. to watch the sunrise, and I go to a spot I have already picked out, where there is a good view. This year, I have chosen the roof. As I sit down, I think about all of the good things that happened to me in the past year. I thank God for each one, and then tuck them away. Wonderful memories that I can recall whenever I need a boost. Of course, there were also other experiences that weren't so happy. I thank God for these too, because even though not easy or pleasant, He has promised that all things work together for good to those who love Him. I know these events have already been good for me because I learned from them, and more good may yet come from them. As the sun begins to break over the horizon, I say my last goodbyes to the old year and welcome the new year with a short prayer to our Heavenly Father. I ask Him for guidance and wisdom in the year ahead. I ask Him for strength and courage to make it through the tough times that are inevitable. I ask Him for more love, as well as the ability to better show love and consideration to my family and friends and new people I will meet. Most importantly, I ask Him to help me think more in terms of what He wants me to do and what will please Him, rather than be led by my own thoughts and desires, because then I know I have nothing to fear and can look forward to a wonderful, fulfilling year. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Andrew Matejak. Make a fresh start. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. As you begin a fresh year, rejoice that I am continually working newness into your life. Don't let recent disappointments and failures define you or dampen your expectations. This is the time to make a fresh start. I am a God of unlimited creativity. Expect me to do surprising things in this year that stretches out before you. Today is a precious gift. The present moment is where I meet with you, beloved. So seek my face throughout this day that I have made. I have carefully prepared it for you, with tender attention to every detail. I want you to rejoice and be glad in it. Search for signs of my loving presence as you journey along the path of life. Look for the little pleasures I have strewn alongside your pathway, sometimes in surprising places, and thank me for each one. Your thankfulness will help keep you close to me and help you find joy in your journey. Jesus. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43:18-19.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.